rest of the story.
William Schwenk was a young lawyer prepared to argue his first case, and the individual he was prosecuting was kind of a tough-looking woman who had been charged with stealing a coat. Well, Bill concealed his nervousness as he rose from his chair and approached the judge. He was about to say, "May it please the court," when suddenly the defendant stood and began shrieking. She demanded that the prosecuting attorney sit down. She told the judge not to listen to him. She said Bill was a drunkard and not to be trusted, and that he was known as such at every tavern in town. Again, Bill tried to address the court, but no sooner did he start than he was again shouted down by the loud-mouthed defendant. The judge might have cited her for contempt, but he was too busy laughing, as was practically everybody in the courtroom, everybody except Bill. No, Bill was no drunkard, but neither was he much of a prosecuting attorney. So he tried his hand at defense, accepted as a client another woman who had been accused of stealing a purse from a passenger on a bus. The lady appeared to be deeply religious, always carried a hymn book with her, and she insisted that the purse had been planted on her by the real thief, whoever that was. This case, Bill decided, should be a breeze, hoping cleverly to reveal the constant possession of his client's hymn book. Bill called the arresting officer to the stand. "Now tell me," he asked the policeman, "aside from the stolen purse, did you find anything else in this good lady's pocket?" The officer removed a notebook from his coat and then stiffened and answered, "Yes, I found two other purses, and a watch and two silver pencils, and, oh yes, a hymn book." So once more the court was engulfed in laughter. When the guilty verdict was handed down, Bill's client yanked off her boot and threw it across the courtroom at Bill's head. And she was still swearing at him as they took her away. The two instances of which you have just learned were more than bad luck. In the practice of law, Bill was simply, utterly, almost magically inept. His entire young life had been a search for his niche. He lacked the stamina for school. He lacked a talent for drawing, the self-confidence for acting. He lacked the enthusiasm for the army. He got a clerk's job for 4 years. That bored him to tears until an aunt died and left him some money. And it was this inheritance which provided the springboard for his law practice. But obviously in vain. Bill was just a, I don't know any nicer way to say it, Bill was a lousy lawyer. And so it seemed he was unqualified to pursue anything else. But then one day he met a fellow named Arthur Sullivan, began providing lyrics for Arthur's music, and Bill William Schwenk Gilbert rose to theatrical immortality in one of the most celebrated musical partnerships of all time, Gilbert and Sullivan. William Gilbert had been good at nothing but one thing, and for that he will be remembered forever. Despite a very curious footnote, had becoming Sullivan's partner required an aptitude test, William Gilbert would surely have flunked. You see, all of his life, this most famous among creators of witty 19th century operetta was totally, totally tone deaf. Now you know the rest of the story.